Welcome to the tax update for December, and we look at some interesting VAT cases, but as usual we have detailed notes which accompany this podcast along with links to the original documents should further research wish to be done. Mr. and Mrs. Matthews bought the Dog and Partridge pub, but it was a poor pub in a small property, and the tenant was in arrears with the rent and vacated the property, and it could not be relet. Mr. and Mrs. Matthews decided to cut their losses and put the property on the market, receiving $52,500, which they viewed was the price of the residential flat above the flat, above the pub. But the purchaser of the property converted it into a restaurant, and the original acquisition by Mr. and Mrs. Matthews had been of a property where there was an option to tax, and they had registered for VAT. They didn't recover any VAT, but when they sold it, HMRC came along and said that 90% was the commercial property, and they needed to pay VAT in this, as well as a default surcharge. So the argument was about assessed output tax of £7,634.50, as well as a default surcharge. And Mr. and Mrs. Matthews said it was an exempt sale of a residential property, and therefore VAT did not come into it. They argued this point, and apparently Mr. Matthews had researched the price of residential property locally, but he was not an expert, and whilst his views were not ignored by the tribunal, they couldn't accept him as an expert witness, and consequently he lacked the evidence to support his contention. The tribunal did offer to adjourn to let him get a chartered surveyor to give expert evidence, but he declined, and that was a fatal mistake. The tribunal accepted that the pub was not viable, and what they did was apportion on floor area, two-thirds commercial, on which he had to count for VAT and unfortunately pay a reduced default surcharge penalty, and one-third residential, which was exempt. HMRC have published Business Brief 16/2016, which clarifies the pre-registration input tax recovery, and remember that VAT in stock is deductible to the extent that the goods are still in hand and that services can receive within 6 months of the registration date can be recovered, as well as a 4-year period where there are fixed assets and you can recover in full. The place of supply rules were clarified in the case of Finecitania Global Services, I'll call it FGS because I can't pronounce the first one, and this concerned an Italian group who were basically promoting their products at the Farnborough Air Show, and although the first year tribunal had found in favour of FGS, this was overturned at the upper tribunal, and the Court of Appeal has now upheld that, concluding that the place of supply in this instance was Farnborough, and therefore it was a UK supply and they needed to account for VAT. Now, they had been claiming a refund and the claim was therefore invalid. Finance Bill 27 clauses have been published in draft on the 5th of December, and this will add another 398 pages of legislation and requires explanatory notes of 287 pages. If you want to cure insomnia over the Christmas period, you can read these by following the links in the notes. There's an interesting case decided by the First Year Tribunal, which is Heating and Plumbing Services, and it was a case where a company decided to reorganise and provide a management buyout. The issue was whether the costs of the financial and other services on the management buyout had recoverable input VAT, and the First Tier Tribunal has said that the reorganisation was done to help the performance of the business in general, and therefore these were recoverable, even though there was no direct and immediate link between the costs incurred and taxable supplies made. Finally, we've got a nice case, Durham Cathedral, where they were claiming input VAT on a remote bridge repair cost. The Prebend Bridge had historically been maintained by Durham Cathedral, although there's no contract which provides that this must be the case. And the bridge needed repairs, so the cathedral paid for it and claimed to recover the input tax and its costs. The cathedral does make taxable supplies, and the judgment makes particularly interesting reading at paragraphs 51 to 53. There were circumstantial differences between the Sveda case and Durham Cathedral, but the First Year Tribunal considered, and this is a finding of fact, that the repair costs of this remote bridge did have a direct and immediate link to the cathedral's overall activity, and so a proportion of the input VAT could be recovered. Thanks very much for listening.